Want a better way to hire? We asked businesses across Australia.
We trialled Liam through Youth Jobs Path and then hired him as a design assistant. Liam is so keen to learn. He gets along with everyone and we get help with wage and training costs.
Louise gave me a go and now I've got a job.
Yeah, it worked for us.
To find motivated young staff and get up to $10,000 in assistance, search Youth Jobs Path. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by Jay Green, L. Nobes and L. Nicolau.
Cheer, cheer the red and the white. Honour the name by day and by night. Lift that noble banner high.
Now, we're not rubbing it in here, but that is the old traditional Sydney Swans theme song. The bold, brassy, resonant tones of the Fable Singers, and hopefully they're sticking with that one, as indeed a few clubs now are saying they're sticking with the original versions. It's Sydney Swans Membership Day today on SEN. Be there in the moments that matter with three-game memberships starting at $63. Head to membership.sydneyswans.com.au. Joining us on the line to talk about all things Swans is former Sydney Premiership player and now assistant coach, Rhys Shaw. Hi, Rhys.
How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Do you like the traditional version more than the... Have you heard the redone version?
No, I actually haven't had any time to listen to the new versions, but I've heard they've created a bit of controversy, but I like the old ones anyway.
Yeah, I knew you're a bit of a traditionalist at heart. So, like a plenty before you, it's a good career path now. You've made the transition from player to assistant coach. How are you finding it so far?
Yeah, look, it's... Going straight from playing to coaching, I've coached the knee for the last 2 years and then on to the backs coach this year. It's been a pretty good transition. I'm very lucky with the support networks we've got up here at the Sydney Swans. Some old heads like Johnny Blakey and Craig Holden have really helped me along the way, and I'm really looking forward to the step up this year back into the senior program and looking for a good year.
What are your what is your specific assistant coaching portfolio?
Yeah, so I'm in charge of the backs and the defence. So I look at the opposition forward lines and in terms of matchups and all that stuff, how they move the ball, how they enter the 50s, and then I look at a bit of team defence, how the group are defending from forwards back. So yeah.
That's an interesting breakup, that, because we, you know, it's a bit of a stereotype. We often tend to focus on the six nominated defenders, but like you say, team defence, how would you apportion the importance of team defence versus the actual named defenders in percentage terms? Is it like 50-50 or is it a different split to that?
Yeah, I'd probably suggest it'd be somewhere along the lines of 50-50, but I think each and every play there is a certain... extent of team defence, and everyone's involved in some way or in some shape or form. So it's got away from the traditional match-up kind of situation where Steve Silvani and Tony Lockett. But there's always help defence. There's guys coming third in, guys coming back to fill in space. So it's, I'd lean towards more team defence than the traditional matchups.
So does that mean you end up working with, say, the midfield group as well in terms of, I guess, drumming into them their responsibilities about getting back and helping out the back line?
Yeah, along with John Longmire, we work pretty closely with the other lines to make sure we're across all our defensive aspects, both forward, mid and back. So that takes up a fair majority of our time, and we like to train that up here at the Swans.
Interesting composition of the back line there too. It's changed a bit, I suppose, you know, say going back to 2012 when you guys won the flag. You know, Alex Johnson, unfortunately, hasn't been part of it. We've seen a couple of retirements, a couple of old war horses still there in Jared McVeigh and Heath Grundy. Who were sort of the, if you were to nominate the six key defenders now who will most likely fill that role most of a season, who would you be talking about?
Yeah, we'd probably stick to our traditional guys as much as we can, like the Heath Grundys, the Nick Smiths, the Jared McVeighs. Those type of players are always going to play a role. But we know we have to evolve, and we're looking to get guys like Alir Alir when we can, Harry Cunningham, and then we've got some of the real stars of our, you know, back line in Dane Rampey, Callum Mills, these type of blokes who have taken our defence to the next level. And then you've got the emerging guys like Lewis Mullican who's coming in now trying to play a part.
He's impressive, isn't he, Mullican?
Yeah, he's got some really good attributes. He's a big fella, he's quick, he can play on a lot of other type of matchups, but he's got real composure with the ball, which is really important these days.
You mentioned Alir, going back to 2016, and you know it was such a blow when he missed the grand final. What happened to him last year?
Yeah, well, look, I was actually the Tu's coach last year, so I got to spend a bit of time with Alir, and after the year before, when he hurt his knee, he had a really interrupted pre-season, so that put him on the back foot a little bit, because the year before, leading into 16, he was flying and gave himself every chance. A couple of things went wrong for him, took another couple of steps back, and it was just a long haul to get back into the side. And once he got himself fit, we'd actually got on a bit of a run, so it was a bit of opportunity as well. And the guys who are in the senior team were doing the job, and he needed to work his way into the side, but it didn't actually work out the way that we might have expected. But I'm sure he's going to play a big part for us at some stage this year because he's such a talent.
You mentioned Callum Mills. Is there a likelihood you're going to perhaps be waving him goodbye as he heads off to join the midfield group a bit more?
Yeah, I'm trying to hang on to him as much as I possibly can. look, he's a super talent, Millsy. He's just one of those kids that comes along once every 10 years and you just enjoy watching them play and how they go about it. He's the ultimate professional, and he can play anywhere on the field. And I'm sure we'll see him in the midfield at some stage, but I'd love to think that he's going to be with us for a little bit longer.
And last one, of course, that much-documented shocking start last year, 0-6. Of course, you won 15 of the next 18. Now, we know injuries had a bit to do with that start. Has there been a bit of focus on making sure the attitude's right so there isn't a repeat of that, injuries aside?
Yeah, I think so. It hasn't been too much, but I'd be lying if we say we haven't had a focus of getting our pre-season right to make sure we give ourselves the best chance of playing good footy early. And that's what we want to do. We play every game like it's our last, and nothing's going to change when we go over to Perth this week. So we're really focused on week by week, and we've given ourselves a really good chance to perform well against West Coast over there.
Well, we know how good the culture is there. I wouldn't doubt it for a moment. You guys are absolute finals perennials now. I think we just mark you down every year. It's a long year, but all the best for the season ahead, Reece. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks very much.
It's Reece Shaw, assistant coach of the Sydney Swans, and it's Sydney Swans Membership Day today on SEN. Be there in the moments that matter, with three-game membership starting at $63. Head to membership.sydneyswans.com.au.